This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The people, the British people, that is, have spoken. In, out, stay or go, a united Europe or not. Polls over there are now closed. The die are cast, as it were. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is in London. He's been on the story for us all the past couple of months. We've got him on the line. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
Give me, first of all, would you, the mood answer, right? What's the mood over there today?
Relief. That this
here too. How about that?
Yeah, this long, never-ending, acrimonious campaign is over. However, this is tinged with fear and anger. Fear that if there is a Brexit, it'll crash the UK economy, and anger on the part of the Brexiters that they've been ganged up on by the British establishment, and as a result, the UK may stay in the EU, and as they see it, be dragged down by this failing, crisis-torn project.
Lots of chatter about how much turnout is going to matter. Weather, as we know, is always critical in voter turnout. It was raining in parts of that country today. Hard, right?
Yeah, very much so. In the southeast of England, very hard in London, which has cheered up the Brexiters because London is a hotbed of Remainers. And the hope, the Brexiters' hope, is that the rain will have kept some of those voters at bay. A low turnout generally is thought to be good for Leave, good for Brexit, because these people are regarded as more committed to their cause. They're more passionate about it. And the idea is they'll vote come what may, and therefore they'll represent a bigger percentage of voters if the turnout is low. So heavy turnout, conversely, should be better for Remain. But we won't know until really very early in the morning how big the turnout has been.
Right. No official exit polls over there. The markets do, though, seem to have a vote, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And this is at odds with the opinion polls. I mean, the Financial Times poll of polls last night put Remain on 48% and Leave on 46%. So it could go either way. I mean, too close to call. But as you say, financial markets have got the bit between the teeth. They've decided that Remain will win the day. The stock market ended in positive territory today and the pound was up, bearing in mind that George Soros, who knows a thing or two about currencies, predicted a 20% decline for the pound in the event of Brexit. So clearly the money men and women say it's going to be Remain. It's all over, bar the shouting. But there'll be plenty of that tomorrow, whatever the result is.
Stephen, we've got a minute left. You were around in 1975, right, when the Brits sort of had a reaffirmation of joining the European Union, right? There was a referendum then?
Yes, indeed. Although I wasn't actually here then. I was in Canada at the time, but I remember
work with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it different this time? It seems like it's a different thing.
Very much so. And the point is that it's 40 years on. And a lot of those people who voted, and they voted overwhelmingly to stay in the European Union or the European Economic Community, as it then was, a lot of those people who voted in 75 to stay in now say the scales have fallen from their eyes. They're very unhappy about this project now. And they've turned to the Brexit camp.
Stephen Beard in London. We'll hear more, obviously, on this story tomorrow after the votes are counted. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.
All right. Talk soon.